transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
Today, my brothers and sisters, we hear a very important message in the gospel. We hear of a young man, for 38 years he was sick. And the shame of it all was he thought that he was alone. He thought that he had no one to help him. He even looked at Christ, not knowing exactly who he was. And Christ, knowing that he had been there for a long time, said, "Well, do you want to be made well?" Because he knew the tradition. And this young man says, "I have no man to put me into the pool." He thought he was all alone, even though he was laying at the temple every day. And so, my brothers and sisters, today the church wants us to remember that we are not alone. It doesn't matter what we need, either our physical needs for health or our spiritual needs for our soul, we are not alone. We have God and we have the church. But unfortunately, in our days, many of us have forgotten this truth. It might even be that some of you today are in this church and we're full, but you might feel all alone. You might feel that you're walking through life and enduring the struggles of life without any assistance. And I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, you are not alone, because we have the church and we have God. And it is when we gather as a family in the church that we truly can help each other. We can truly lift each other up. We can truly support each other when we have to walk through the difficulties of life. This is why we're here. This is why in our community we have decided, we have made a choice, that once a month we would reinforce our unity as a family. And that we would come together in one liturgy, enjoy our worship together, lift each other up in prayer, and then share in each other's lives. Life can be a lonely enough place. The struggles of life in the world, so many people have so many preoccupations, they don't see other people around them. And thankfully, we can gather as a family here in the church. The church is not just another organization. It is the church of God. It is the people of God. And when we were baptized into Christ, we were baptized into each other. We were forever united to each other. We cannot escape each other. I've mentioned that I plan to grow old and die here in Tarpon Springs. You cannot escape me. And I cannot escape you. Because we have been united by God. And this great joy that the church gives us to be able to lift each other up. We began this morning welcoming two new babies and the mothers back into the church. Today we're going to honor our high school graduates. Today we're going to honor a couple of organizations that have chosen to support the church. We're going to have a very important parish assembly meeting today. Our ladies Philoptikos has prepared a wonderful lunch for us today, because my brothers and sisters, we are all in this thing together. We don't have to say like this man said, we don't have anybody, because we have each other. Because you have me and I have you. And as long as we are united in Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter what the world throws at us. We will be able to endure it. We will be able, like the man in this morning's gospel, we will be able to pick ourselves up and walk through life. Simply because God says so. But we have to do a little something. The man for 38 years was there. And when Christ said, do you want to be made well? Christ says, pick up your pallet and walk. The man still had to do something. He still had to get up on his feet and walk. My brothers and sisters, just because God said everything is okay doesn't mean we sit there and let God do everything. We are his hands and his feet. We, the church, the body of Christ, we are the someone for those people out in the streets who have nobody. We are Christ when we encounter those people. We are the hands and feet and voice of God. And so when we walk through town and we see many of them around our church, it is our responsibility to lift them up and to say, you are no longer alone. You have God and you have the church. When the young man walked with his bed, the Pharisees weren't happy. It was the Sabbath. You're not supposed to be carrying your bed on the Sabbath. Who told you? The man says, I don't know who he was. He said to me, pick up my bed and walk. So I picked up my bed and walked. There it is. Later he comes and he finds Christ again. And what was it that Christ said? Sin no more, lest something worse befall you. My brothers and sisters, we have been made well by God. We, in our baptism and in our confession and in our prayers and later in the liturgy when we receive the body and blood of Christ, we have been healed by God. And now the Lord says, go and sin no more. So just because God has healed us, just because God has lifted us up, doesn't mean our work is finished. When we leave this church this morning, we leave with the joy that we've been healed by God. We leave with the joy that we have been forgiven of our sins. But we leave with the responsibility to be the voice of God for those who we meet outside and for each other. And we leave with the responsibility to not sin any longer. That's one of the difficulties in many of the Western Christian churches and many of the Protestant churches. You hear things like, God loves you just the way you are, as if there is no need for change. God loves us just the way we are. He will take us any way we come. But then he says to the man, go and sin no more. So now it's our turn to go be the voice of Christ, to go and lift each other up, to go and lift the stranger up, and to live that holy life that the church provides for us, that we as a family look around this beautifully filled church. You're not alone, my brothers and sisters. We are not alone. We have each other and we have God. And there's nothing that we cannot accomplish so long as we remain united to God and to each other as one family, one community, the people of God. Christ is risen. Christos Anesti. Christos Anesti.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.